Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
Now, sweet deal. Has she gone out a winner or will she race on for John Thompson?
Yeah, we'll wait and see how that goes after the sale. But if it is the finale, it's a terrific one at that, wasn't it? Was well documented at the start prior. She's not too far back, I think. It was the key and Nash going on there on the weekend. She just settled beautifully midfield. It looked like Jen Rules was going to pinch the race at the top of the straight, but she was able to grind home and get home over the top. So we'll see how that pans out, but no doubt, there's some nice Queensland races for her as well if they want to head up there. So we'll see see what happens, but she's a terrific mare and done a terrific job on the racetrack.
And good performance by Arcademus in the Hawkesbury Gold Cup for the Hawke stable.
Yeah, Lozzie's a bit of a hard horse for punters to catch. I'll give you the tip this one, but look, the Team Hawke's done a terrific job with him. His second win in this race, he won it back in 2019, and he's just a horse that tends to find his form third, fourth up, and then pretty much able to hold it after that. But look, he was hard to have at Randwick off that last run. Two ago, Royal Celebration beat him quite comfortably that day. And I reckon he's one of Sydney's most unlucky horses. He had every chance there on the weekend, but he's just had nothing go right at all. And then he's just bumped into Arcademus at his absolute best. And, you know, really, Arcademus, there's two of him, and he could have easily been finished fifth or sixth as well. So he's knocking on the door, Royal Celebration. He's just struggling to win one of these, but maybe next time out he's go, because he definitely deserves one the way he's going.
Dave, who are the latest inductees into Racing's Hall of Fame?
Yeah, plenty there, Clarkie. Obviously, that'll be done on May 14th, in about 11 days' time. But the horses, Tie the Knot, Bovic, Red Anchor and Sailor's Guide, Darby McCarthy and Bill McLaughlin, the jockeys, trainers Les Bridge and the late Guy Walter, and associates Bob Charlie and John Massara. So they're the latest inductees, and that'll be done at a ceremony on May 14th.
Now, how will Queensland trainer Noel Doyle be remembered after he passed away?
Yeah, I'm really sad to hear that news over the weekend, Jared. I spent 5 years up on the Gold Coast riding up there for the local paper, and Noel, that's a legendary bloke, to be honest. A terrific trainer, and he's had some great horses over the years. But for me, Noel was just about the bloke himself. You'd rock up to the track of a morning, you'd be the first bloke to say g'day, and just the most genuine guy you'd meet. And I didn't know he was battling a recent health battle, but very sad news there, because he's a guy that, and he's so fit as well. He just roll around the flags and get on with it, and he just, yeah, legendary bloke is a simple way I'd put it. He was an absolute star, and very sad to hear that news over the weekend.
What about after Saturday, Dave? Who are some of the horses we're following?
Yeah, there's a few there, Loz, on the weekend. That a couple of winners in Glen Eagles I thought was very impressive in the first race. They didn't seem to go overly hard in front. Back on the fence, three back, pocketed, and I thought he found the line very well there, 1,000 up to 1,400. David Payne's always had a big rap on him, and he definitely showed up there on the weekend. Luncey's the other one, the import for Australian Bloodstock. I thought that was a pretty good win. I loved his last 100 metres in particular, and everything he does suggests that he's going to really like 2,000 metres and maybe even a little bit further. So he's doing a great job in his first Australian preparation. Sometimes they do take a little bit of time to settle in, but he's hit the ground running. And the other one, guys, Air to Air. Look, she just continues to race well. She probably had that last race there on Saturday at her mercy. But they decided to go to the group race, and they got a bit of black type there. We're finishing third there in the Hawkesbury Crown. But it was a race where they dashed home in 33.4, the last 600. She was basically last, and was still able to run on to finish third, beating 2.5. So she's absolutely flying. She's still rated down there a bit. I don't know what her rating will go to after Saturday, but she was rated a 74 there Saturday. So she definitely still has a bit of room to move. And if they bring her back to benchmark level or even another Group 3 or listed event going forward, she looks pretty well placed. She just needs a bit of luck if she does get back in her races.
Now, who are we putting in the sin bin?
Yeah, I think it's got to be Yangtze Rapids there, Jared, on the weekend. It was an interesting one. A few people were really keen on him, and a few people were really against him. I was probably in the latter category there. I just, it's not often you see a horse go around that short after winning a Canterbury Maiden the start prior, particularly on a track where it was the fence-in run where he was that day was worth about three lengths. So having said all that, he was likeable still with the lightweight, but he sat outside the lead there on the weekend and was very disappointing. I think the sort of, I guess the rundown from the jockey was that he probably prefers it a bit more forgiving track, maybe a wet track, but still, he was very disappointing to the eye there, so he has to go in the sin bin there from the weekend.
Deg from Carlton, please ask Davo his thoughts on Grand Rumour in the last.
He didn't have a lot of luck there, this horse, that's fair to say, and I suppose the only little query there on the weekend was just whether the 1300 second up might be a little bit short, and whether it was that or whether it was just being held up, but it's definitely been a lot closer to impasse there in the finish. So I think she's a horse you can stick with. She's won over 1400 overseas and placed over a mile. So looks like third up, maybe 1400 or 1500 or even a mile. I don't think there'll be any issues for her. So definitely to give there on the weekend. And if you like her, you can stick with her for sure.
Mate, you have a great week. And you're at Wagga on Friday as well, aren't you?
Yeah, look forward to that, guys. Coming to Wagga for the carnival. So, yeah, come doing a bit of an ambassador role there, which is great. And we'll be out there. We'll be putting up some tips on the Big Sports Breakfast website as well, guys. We're going to try to preview the big 2 days. And I'll be there with you guys at the William Farrow on Thursday night and there live on Friday morning. So looking forward to that. My first Wagga carnival and can't wait to get out there and enjoy it.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch you during the week.
Sounds good.